Slightly nervous. Ah, oh, Jesus. Oh, I just want to just welcome Holy Spirit. Because above all, for years and years and years, my passion has been to do whatever Holy Spirit wants, to walk in what he wants to deliver into the land, what he wants me to do, go the places that he wants me to go. Whether that's shaking in public, Janie knows all about that one. I think I've joined in a few times as well. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We welcome you. Croeso, ysbryd, glân. We welcome you. We welcome you. Cwra baie yala baba siki ara suku shuru baie yala baba 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 baba. Cwra baie yala baba baba. We welcome the angelic. We welcome the angelic hosts. The ones that bring revelation. Shukaraba, the ones that bring craziness, that bring the party, that bring the joy, that bring the wildness. Shuraba ye yaba. Woo! Woo! I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited right now. There's so much being released about our nation right now. So many words being released. And I want to kind of cover those towards the end, but first I kind of wanted to talk about how to be wild. What is wild? What does it look like? Wild Welsh women. Oh, how we laughed. The first prayer meeting, wasn't it? We all got together. We were all so tired. We were like, yeah, we're really wild. You know, we're mums, we're carers, we're retired teachers, retired administrators. You know, we're just normal, everyday people, you know. And then God plants something in your heart to do and we walk it out together. It's been a crazy path, but it's been so awesome. I'm so thankful that he turned up. We know he would, you know, but you go through the natural stuff. Let me give you a definition of wild. Jane. Living or growing in its original natural state. Wow. Not civilized, not domesticated, not tame, unrestrained. Disorderly. I feel myself going drunk every word at the minute. Intensely eager. Are you intensely eager? Are you intensely eager for his presence? Are you intensely eager to go deeper with him? To know him deep, deep, deep in his heart? Frantic. Now... I wasn't too sure about this word, so I looked at frantic as well. Wildly excited, frenzied, desperate, violent. Wow. The violent take it by force. I love that word. Wow. Untamable by human will and dynamic. So, in the natural, we might look at each other and think, but you know, we first impressions, put each other in little boxes. Oh, they talk a lot, they quiet ones, you know. Well, she's a bit crazy. She got colour in her hair. Now, before, and some of you heard my testimony that I gave with Jane on the first night. Before that happened, I was quite a quiet person. I probably still am now, actually. I quite like my quiet time as well. But the angelic that visited me that time completely transformed me. I went through kind of a period where I would hide at meetings because God was on my case about getting me up the front and telling my testimony, you know. I would actually hide, you know. And so he took me through a process of getting rid of fear of man, you know, and what people thought of me, to a place where I don't really care right now. I don't really care. So how do we look at people? We look at people by their hair, their colour, their clothes, what they're wearing. They might not look wild, you know. They might shout in public, Stevie. They might dance in public, Stevie. People may party all night. Janie. I don't know. I've added here extreme healthy eating. You know, some people might be out of your box, you know. Think, oh, that's a bit extreme. And I've also added home educating because I've home educated and I've seen all sorts of reactions, you know, and that's okay. That's okay, but, you know, we all put people in boxes sometimes, don't we? Well, the good thing is the Lord doesn't see the things the way we see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The heart is what matters, not what we look like on the outside, not what we do, not how we act. It's what happens in here, where we position ourselves. Is our heart for the things of God, the things that he wants us to be passionate about? David. David was a man after God's own heart. He was the youngest. He wasn't the first in line. He was the shepherd boy. So let's look at how we look in the supernatural with Holy Spirit in us. Holy Spirit, otherwise known as, to the Celtic saints, the wild goose. I've done a little bit of research into the wild goose. And basically, the Celtic saints, particularly Brendan, they studied the wild goose and came up with the conclusion that the wild goose was most representative of Holy Spirit, that it was wild, that it was untamed and dangerous, not knowing where it was, what it was going to do next. So that is what is in us. The wild goose is inside us. The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in us. He's in us. He's the wild one. He's the one that's going to come out. I want to speak over you to be completely free to be who you are called to be. Lord, we just smash any boxes that people have been put in right now. We just smash them now in Jesus' name, that nobody would be controlled or restrained by words spoken over people. Whoa. And you are to be free. You are to be free to who you are called to be in the Spirit. That is different to me. That is different to Stevie. Different to Jane. Different to Julia. It's you. It is you. You are individual. God has called you to be you. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for breaking those boxes. And he can use anybody, anybody. I'd like to, introduce Elaine, if that's okay. She's got a very cool story about Jesus, encounter with Jesus. I'll let Elaine explain.
Right, okay. Whoa, I was just with him then, sorry. My story begins back in the mid-70s when I started walking with the Lord and on my journey. And then in, 2000, I started a 10-year sabbatical away from him. And yet, I always know he was with me. And the whole time, I was still aware of God, but I wasn't going to church. And I was getting into all sorts of things, really. Things not so good and things I'm not so proud about. But on the 23rd of August, on 2010, friends of mine came round, and it's a long story, but I'll get there. The husband was fixing my fridge freezer, and his wife, we were sat having a cup of coffee, and she said, "Oh, I'm having problems in church." So I said, "Well, shall I pray for you?" And straight away I thought, "Well, who do you think you are? You're not even walking with God. How can you pray for anyone?" So I prayed for her, and she felt something, and I said, "Well, I don't feel anything." "Oh, well, I'm really glad you got something out of it." So I'll probably get wrecked, because what I found is, since the 23rd of August 2010, whenever I feel God, I just cry. And it was something I wasn't able to do. I would never cry in public. But now God just wrecks me. So I'll keep on with the story. Right. They left quarter to two. By 2:10, Jesus turned up in my room. And he showed me his hands. He showed me his feet and his side. And he said, "This is how much I love you. This was meant for you, but I took it willingly." And he sat and he spoke to me. Oh, and he shared his heart with me. And I knew my life would never be the same again. I knew Jesus. I'd walked with him. But this time I felt his presence in such a way. And he said I wasn't to go anywhere. I could go out to the house, but I wasn't to go anywhere. For 40 days he would share his heart with me, which is what he did. Some of the stuff was really good, some of the stuff not so good. My immediate reaction was, "Oh God, you'd have to change my personality, because I can be a bit scatty and a bit larger than life." And God said, "No, that's the personality I gave you, but I will tweak it." And he's still tweaking it. The cry of my heart was, "I have a heart of flesh, not a stone." And that's been the process I'm going through. He also said uncomfortable things, that I'd held things in my heart for 12 years against people. And he actually said I was a stench in his nostril, which wasn't particularly nice. That I had to repair these broken walls. And he gave me a time in which I had to do it all. So I did it. And I knew I brought freedom to them and to me. And I just love the presence of God. In meetings, or I see him at different times, in different ways, in different forms. I see him in almost like in sackcloth. I see him sometimes in the most radiant of garments. I see him on white horse or on a donkey. But the time I love it the most is when I see the heart of Jesus ministering to people in meetings. You know, that sums him up, his heart. And I find now that we were out with some of the girls who came over from Ireland, and every time I feel the heart of God, wherever I am, I cry. And we were sat around the table in a Chinese restaurant, and Pauline mentioned something that God has spoken to her, and I knew it was the heart of God. And straight away, I just cried, because the heart of God is so full of love. You know, I stand here as a testimony to his mercy, his grace, his faithfulness, and his love. And I just want to encourage you. It was the best day of my life. And it started me on a fresh journey that is just amazing. Just amazing.
Awesome. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you. Ordinary people in ordinary places, touched by Jesus. Touched by Jesus. Just one touch from the King. Just one touch from the King. That's who lives inside of us. That's how we can be wild. That's how we can be untamed. Wow. And civilized. Because he lives in us. He breathes our breath. Wow. Jesus. I love the whole idea of the wild goose. Even just in its natural state, the way it lives, the way it travels. We've had a joke with wild Welsh women about honking each other on, because that's what geese do. They're in V formation, and the ones behind honk the ones and the leaders in the front on. They encourage them. So we've been Facebooking each other, honk, honk. It's about team, it's about community. You're working together, tag team. I've loved how this conference has worked, how we're amateurs, we're not professionals at all, you know? We're just following the heartbeat of the Father and just stepping out into what he's got for us, what he's got for this land, and believing that we are wild Welsh women and men. So it's available to all of us. It's available to all of us. Wow. I love the description of the Holy Spirit, which is the wild goose. The wild goose is another name for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is also described as the wind in Scripture. So I just want to kind of read a bit of those scriptures. So John 3, verse 8. I'm reading from the Message, because this was the best translation I wanted for this one. So don't be so surprised when I tell you that you have to be born from above, out of this world, so to speak. You know well enough how the wind blows this way and that. You hear it rustling through the trees, but you have no idea where it comes from or where it's headed next. That's the way it is with everyone. With everyone. Whoa! Born from above by the wind of God. The Spirit of God. Acts 2. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Oh, we're in one place, aren't we? Without warning. There was a sound like a strong wind, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks and they started speaking in a number of different languages the Spirit prompted them. Wow. Like a wildfire. Like a wildfire. Like a wildfire. Whoa. Like a wildfire. Whoa! Wow. That's our heritage in this land. That's our heritage. That's there to claim a wildfire. Whoa! I want to read you Martin Scott's prophecy that he released. Was it in our first conference? Or was it before? Before. Martin Scott. Most of you might know Martin Scott, I think. He's a prophetic voice. He lives out in Spain right now, lucky lad. The fire that I saw, this is him talking about wildfire over Wales. The fire that I saw, I could only describe as wildfire. It is fire that will explode and a fire that is dangerous. It is a fire that cannot be domesticated. We will not be able to say, I will take some of that fire, put it in the hearth, and it will keep me warm. No, this is wildfire. And I saw that wildfire begin to jump across the border, because what is in England currently can be domesticated and will be tamed and controlled. In fact, it will come to where some will want to say, this is really our jurisdiction. And what it is waiting for is for the fire that is wild to come and impact that. England needs a Welsh revival. Europe needs a Welsh revival. I hear a call going out saying, we must have a Welsh revival. We must have the wildfire. We must have it. Where is it going to come from? Is it going to come out of Wales? Whoa! In other words, God does not want to give a revival in Wales. He wants to give a Welsh revival. That is why you can import many things, but you cannot import a Welsh revival. Whoa! Yeah. There's something in this land. There is something in this land. Every step that we take is connected to the land, and the fire, the wildfire is in the land. We are united with the land. We're united with Jesus. It's like this big circle. I can just see it. The wildfire is going to come up from the land and through the people. Where is hands and feet? Whoa! Let that fire burn. Let that fire burn. Let there be no restrictions, Jesus. Let there be no restrictions on our lives, that we can be so fine-tuned into you that is what the essence that comes up out of this land. Let it be again, Lord. Wow, come on, come on. It is scary, it is unknown, but I'm in it, I'm in for it. I'm in for this walk on the wild side. I want to walk this wild path. I want to burn. Those burning ones, the angelic, they're accessible to everybody. Accessible to everybody. Wow. Ruth touched on this morning. 1 Colossians 1. The secret is Christ himself, who is in you. He is our only hope for glory. Jesus Christ in you. In you. We commune with him. We commune with him. We have communion. Communion with him. We are one with him. That's where our hope lies. We were praying as our Venture 3 over Company of Burning Hearts the other day, and I saw the most beautiful, beautiful angel over Wales. It was stretched right across the border, wings touching from the north to the south, across the border. It was white with gold, and it had the rainbow streaking through its wings. It was really, really fine. It was really, really fragile. Really beautiful looking. And the wingspan stretched right across the border. It was called the Angel of Hope and the Angel of Promise. It had the rainbow through it. It was so beautiful. This is God's promise for this land, for this nation, and the nation surrounding it. Because the wildfire isn't just for Wales. It might pop up out of Wales. But it's going to hop along the border. It's going to go up in Scotland. We'll all have our own individual stamp, our own individual mark. It won't be the same in every nation of the United Kingdom. Whoa. But it's exciting. We've got so many new, fresh, prophetic words about what God's going to do. Wow. Jesus Skura sia la ba 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 yiki sira ba 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 ba. Kisara ba sikira ba ba ba. Jesus. That prophetic word from Martin Scott about the wildfire was, oh gosh, way back now, maybe 15 years. We've had a couple of fresh prophetic words in the last year. Julie Meyer, did you hear her word about Europe? Wow, turn your eyes to Europe. Turn your eyes to Europe. She sang it. It was a very, very powerful prophetic song. She sang it. Chuck Pearce visited Wales last September, October. He released, wow, that the next 6 months are going to be really key for a new move of God in this nation. We want it. We want it. I'm hungry for it. Last night I had such an ache in my heart. Such an ache in my heart. For God to move in this land again. For him to pour out his spirit on this land again. To touch the people. To touch the people. To move on our hearts with compassion for the people. One current theme going through the couple of prophetic words that have been released about Wales at the moment is that strange things are going to come out of the nation. Strange, weird, cosmic. There's three words. There's Chuck Pearce, Ian Clayton, and Sharon Stone. I'll read Sharon Stone's to you in a little bit. But they all say that they're strange things are going to come out. I mean, you're thinking about heaven on earth. How many things in heaven have we not seen on earth? Whoa! How many beings? I mean, our imaginations can go absolutely crazy. It's going to manifest, guys. It is going to manifest. It is going to be here on earth. We are going to see some strange stuff. I say bring it on. Signs, wonders. Make us wonder, Lord. Make us wonder. Make us wonder at your heavenly, heavenly stuff. Beautiful heavenly things. Wow. Rainbows. Gemstones, gold, feathers, wow, material from heaven, wow, wow, books, yeah, books, oh, I could, that'd be a good... Oh, can hardly talk. Yeah, let your minds go crazy, guys. We've got to. Come on. Why not? Why not? Why not? We got to blow up any boxes that we've got of how God can move. 1904. Evan Roberts, revival in Wales, 100,000 saved, pubs closed, pit ponies not being able to work because the people were stopping swearing. Blow up the boxes, guys. We've got to think out of the box. We've got to think out of the box. He can do anything. He can do anything he pleases. Whoa! He is the wild one. He is the wild one in us. He is wild. Jesus. Rabai kiso rabai ya ba 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 ba. Kira basuru bashia rabakina mo yite ala basuru baye ya ba 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 ba. Jesus. Normally connected with the angels, like that kind of manifestation calls the angels normally. That's weird, yeah. Get used to it. I just sense that the next move of God in this nation is going to be completely different. It has got a completely different flavor. It's got a completely different feel. Whoa. So Lord, we just break the boxes, break it out, however you want to make it, however you want to come, Jesus, however you want to come, Holy Spirit, you manifest how you want to. Don't let us step in your way, don't let us mold you, don't let us, whoa, We are desperate for you to move again in this land. We want to see people transformed. We want to see people transformed. There's too much sickness. There's too much sickness in this world, Lord. Send your healing angels out. Send your healing angels out. Even in this meeting right now, in this gathering place, in this one place where we are gathered together in unity with you, break out your healing angels, your healing oil, Lord. Just pour it out. Pour it out. If someone's sick sitting next to you, or if you're sick, put your hand up. If you've got sickness in your body, if you've got pain in your body, just put your hand up. The person next to you, start praying for him. Kura ba ye ya la ba ye ya bu ra ba su ku ru shun da ra ba ye ya la ba ye ya ba ba. Kisa ti ya ra ba su ru 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 ba ye ya ra kisa ba ba. Woo! Your oil runs down. Your oil runs down. We have a hope, open heaven in this place. Heaven is open in this place. Go there. Go there. Get your healing. Get your healing. Kira busuru rubayera ba 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 ba. Whoa. Kisuru shuru bayera la ba ba ba. Whoa. Ushuru baye ya la ba 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 ya ti arosuku shuturo baye. I had a picture the other week of our nation. Whoa. This is how I know it's going to be different. I had the sense of the vision had new on it. It was just a feeling of, wow, this is different. This is not what I expected. This is going to be really, really different. I saw a black cloud over the nation, a dark cloud, but in the center of it was red. It was fire. The fire was inside the black cloud. Now, to the natural mind, a dark cloud, you probably wouldn't connect with the Lord unless you knew your Bible well. I had to go digging around, but I've come up with some awesome scriptures about the dark clouds. Shh. 2 Samuel 22. He tore open the sky and came down with dark clouds under his feet. Woo! 1 Kings 8, verse 12. Then Solomon said, "The Lord said he would live in a dark cloud." Lord, I have truly built a wonderful temple for you, a place for you to live forever. That's been the cry of our hearts here with Company Burning Hearts. is to create that dwelling place, that habitation that Ruth was talking about this morning, of worship, a place of worship for him, that he could come and manifest himself and just to be at home, to be himself. Exodus 20, verse 21, Moses. Mount Sinai, the people stood far away from the mountain while Moses went near the dark cloud where God was. However, Lord, however you want to come. And then Justin brought me a picture from one of his trips to the US. And I've been trying to puzzle it out to see what it means, you know? And it has got clouds around it, blue, black clouds, with a heart, a red heart in the middle, with a key in the middle, and 10 stars surrounding it, a prophetic picture, 10 being the number of government. Now, government is the revelation that's been being released to the church right now, that we have the authority as sons in the kingdom to stand and make decisions for our nation, govern our nations, govern. That's what you're called to do. That's what you're called to do on this earth. It's not when we go to heaven, it's now. So 10 stars. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think it'd be really good to... I'd like to read Sharon's prophetic word over Wales, and then I think it'd be really good to pray in. And someone mentioned earlier on about praying surround. I really felt to surround England as well. The Celtic nations to surround England. Surround them. So we'll see what Holy Spirit's got to do there. Wow. It's exciting, guys. I think she released this in about October last year. I only read it about a month ago. Timings are all perfect, though. It's called The Clarion Call, which means brilliantly clear. And it's she's flagged it as urgent.
Whoa.
We're going to release a clarion call for the UK not to miss its day of visitation. And I believe that the Spirit of God is declaring over the UK that he has not passed us by, that we are on God's calendar now.
Well,
Wales. The Lord says, 2013 began your time to awaken, but 2014 will be your time of new outpouring, an outpouring that is very new, and very different from the past. That means people can't go back and say, I want the Welsh revival all over again. An outpouring that will overlap not only the season that you're in now, but the season that will come after the 2014. An outpouring of your worship will break through the 100 years of barrenness since the last visitation.
Whoa.
Creation's voice is crying out for my glory. That's where the land ties into it, all creation. I often find myself singing about creation. So altars of corporate worship are going to need to be built to release my glory.
Whoa!
Glory will turn your barrenness into a fruitful land. Your corporate worship will influence and calculate your harvest and your fruitfulness. Look at the Welsh people here and say, she said, this is what she said, you're called to do strange things for the Lord. You are called to do strange things for the Lord. And the prophetic anointing will prepare Wales for new visitation and a new move. Wales, you are placed for an outpouring visitation that is going to spread, like lightning to you and beyond, to Scotland and to England.
Whoa!
But before it travels to the nations, nation. Nations will travel to you for refuge and my presence, but you must mend your broken families, and then I will give you a building anointing to heal your fractured churches. I think it'd be good to pray these words in. I think I've said enough. There's a lot more. I've got the words here, if anybody, or the link to the blog site that this is on.
So we just want to take this word into the courts, that God will release it on the earth. So if you want to stand up and we can all enter in together, we're all engaging with the heavenly courts, and we do it by faith. Just by faith we step in, because in Hebrews it says that we have come to Mount Zion. We are already there in Mount Zion. We're surrounded by the angelic. God the judge is there. So we just by faith, if you want to take a physical step forward, by faith we'll step into the courtroom in heaven. And in the courtroom, we just want to thank the Father, the judge, that we, because of the blood, can come into the court of heaven. So we thank you, Lord, so much for the gospel that Ruth spoke about this morning. The gospel means we can come into the courtroom and we can be made clean. We can be made clean. We are made clean. We have new robes because of the blood. And Lord, we want to bring the prophecies, the prophetic words that you have given to this nation, that Sharon Stone's word, that you were going to bring a visitation to Wales. Starting from today, Lord God, from now, I present this to you, Lord. I present this prophetic word that a new move of the Spirit would come to Wales. Lord, I present into the court the prophetic word that John Paul Jackson gave to Justin, that said that it was going to be completed 1904, ended prematurely, but this revival will be completed. We present the prophetic word to you as the judge. Lord, we present to you the prophetic word of Julie Mayer that said, watch Europe, keep your eyes on the United Kingdom. Keep your eyes on Britain. Wildfire is going to come from Britain. Lord, I present to you Martin Scott's words. You said a wildfire would come from Wales. A new Welsh revival. Lord, we present these words to you in the court. This is what you have promised. Lord, we present the word to you that Ian Clayton brought. That you are going to release the seraphim, the fire. Lord, you have spoken through your apostles and prophets to this nation. And you said, Lord, if we believe the prophets, we would prosper. So, Lord, we want these words to come to pass. So we ask in the court that you release the revival to this nation of Wales, to the United Kingdom. Lord, we ask in the court that you release the three angels to Wales, that they will be fully free to function and bring glory to this nation, fire and passion. Release passion to the people here, Lord. Release fire and glory to the people here. And Lord, I present to you in the court. Years ago, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was praying all around Wales and saying, one more time. One more time, Lord. You have promised one more time, one mighty outpouring from Wales. I present it to you in the court. And Lord, I present to you my own heart that as a wee boy, I would pray in the valleys of Wales. Say, Lord, do again what you did through Evan Roberts. Do again what you said you would do.